Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Well, we've heard all the bad things, and we know that this is no secret. You all are adults here, most of you. You have a mind of your own. You understand these things. You know how man operates and how the wickedness is and how holy God is. But yet we continue on seeming to think that we know the right way. So what do we do about it all? I mean, can we do anything? I mean, people have been preaching for the last 2,000 years this type of thing. What can be done? Well, we can find the answer in God's Word. Aren't you glad of that? Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. The Bible says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man." You see that? Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. You see, if we would simply just be obedient to God's word and what God says, all we got to do is fear Him and keep His commandments, and everything is going to work out on their own. Everything will take care of itself. If we fear God, if we have the proper fear of God, and I'm not talking about, oh, God's going to kill me, God's going to kill me. That's not the fear we're talking about. Our fear of God is our holy reverence to Him, understanding He is the Creator, the Sustainer of life. He holds your life in the palm of His hands, and He's a great and mighty God, and we fear Him as such. If we have that proper view of God, high, holy, exalted, lifted up, then all these other things will take care of themselves. You won't have that self-centeredness, that conceitedness. You won't have that way that seemeth right unto you. But you'll have the mind of God, the mind of Christ, which, by the way, Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians, of us having the mind of Christ. That is our goal. If you're saved today, if you're a Christian, your goal is to have the mind of Christ. Not your own way. Not your own thoughts. And the way that it seemeth right to me. But what about God? How's it seem to Him? I believe we know the answer. Listen, I want to ask you this morning. Are you living in a way that seemeth right unto you? But you're not happy. People that live in a way that seemeth right to them, they are not truly happy. They're always searching. There's always an emptiness. There's always a void inside of them because they're never satisfied. There's a hole in there and they can't seem to figure out how to fill that hole up. When our children were small, we had this little thing. I believe Tupperware sold it. It was a little ball. It was blue and red and had yellow blocks of different shapes. And you could take it and you'd pull it apart and let all the blocks out, put it back together, and then you'd get the shapes and you'd put them in the holes they go. People today have these holes inside of them. They can't figure out how to fill them up, don't know what to fill them up with, and so they fill them up with the garbage of this world, the sickness, the wickedness, the evilness of this world, and they try to fill it up with that. They think, I can fill up this emptiness, this void, if I just drink something. I drink myself to death. I can take a pill. I can take a shot. I can have this awful relationship with somebody that I shouldn't be having it with, and I can fill up that void, that hunger that's inside of me, but they'll never fill it up that way. They'll never fill that hole until they realize that the only thing that fits in that spot is the Lord Jesus Christ. And they can take Him and they can fill in that void. And then they'll be satisfied. And they'll understand that my ways are not right. My ways are not the right way. My ways are leading to death. Oh, but thank God, the ways of God, the ways of Christ. If I could have the mind of Christ. Oh, and you know what Christ leads to? Christ leads to heaven. Christ leads to everlasting life, eternal life, to forgiveness of sins, to justification before God. That's what Christ leads to. That's what people need today. Instead of what seems right, it's what God says is right. As they come and get the invitation song, I want to ask you this morning, what way are you living in today? Is it your way? Are you Frank Sinatra today? I did it my way. Is that you today? That's the foolish way. That's the way that leads to death. It needs to be God's way. Have you truly repented of your sins and received Christ as your Savior? Do you have the mind of Christ today? Are you striving to get there, to have that mind that Christ has, to walk in His footsteps, to mimic Christ, to be what the term Christian really means, is to be a little Christ, an imitator of Jesus? Friends, that's what we need today. We need to be more like Christ. And as we stand this morning and we pray, as they play the song, if you have a need, if you need to come to the altar for any reason, whether it be for salvation, a backslidden condition, maybe something you're going through that you need help with, I'd love to pray with you. But let's bow our heads this morning, close our eyes, and let's pray together. Heavenly Father, God, we come to you this morning, Lord. We preached all we can do this morning. God, thank you so much for the truth of your word. God, thank you for telling us how awful that we are and how much we need you. And God, if there's one here today that has a need, maybe they're living that life, God, that seemeth right unto them. But God, that way is going to lead them straight to hell. God, the ways of death, of sin, lead to hell. Lord, is there one today that needs help? Is there one that needs to be saved, God? Is there one backslidden, Lord, that needs to get back where they need to be, get their feet in the right path? Lord, would you lead them to this altar this morning? Let us help them. Let us pray with them.
Friends, this is Pastor Byron, and I pray that this message has been a help to you. I know we all have to deal with our own flesh. That's one of our biggest problems. The Bible is very clear that our ways are not God's ways, and our thoughts are not His thoughts. And so it's something that we have to rely on Him to help us with. And, you know, those ways that seem right to us, the Bible says, are ways that lead to death. Now, I want to ask you, are you living the way that the Lord would have you to live? Or are you trying to live on your own, do your own thing, and do what you think is right? You need to examine your heart and see what the Lord says from His Word and realize it's the truth. Just hand it over to Him. Well, I want to remind you once again, if you ever want to listen to any past broadcast or you want to reach us, you can always go to our website at holymanna.com, and there you'll find information to contact us. You can also donate to this ministry. You can listen to past broadcasts, and we would love to hear from you. If this radio broadcast is a blessing to you, please write us and let us know so that we know that our efforts are not be for nothing. We want to help people. We want to be a blessing to you. And so the only way we know that is if we hear from you. So if you could do that, holymanna.com, and just email me. My email address is pastor@hbcknox.org, and I would love to hear from you. Well, I'm going to end this broadcast by letting you listen to this wonderful song. It's by a young lady named Monica McCoy. The name of the song is Bow the Knee.
Beyond what you can see, bow the knee.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Bayley Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.
Showered.